Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Gadget Show podcast. I'm Jason Bradbury.
And I'm Susie Perry, and this episode is stuffed fuller than a Christmas stocking full of tech treats. But first, a big thank you to our sponsor, CEX.
If you're hunting for tech bargains this Christmas, CEX are absolute lifesavers. Trade in the gadgets you're not using anymore and walk out with a console, a phone or a laptop. Obviously, ask for permission. Trade in, you know, first, or maybe buy it. that will be used and loved this festive season and well beyond.
Everything is pre-loved. It's all tested, all backed with a five-year warranty that's more reliable than mine and your Christmas tree lights.
Check them out on webuy.com. Or pop into your local CEX for a proper festive rummage.
Oh, I love a festive rummage.
I bet you do. Hey!
Here she is. Hello, today we've got an absolute Christmas cracker for you. It's our Gadget Show podcast Christmas special, if you hadn't guessed.
So exciting.
We're talking Christmas present recommendations. Yes. We've got a quiz where we're giving away a £250 voucher from CEX. And because it's Christmas, we've got our favourite double act with us. Ladies and gentlemen, Otis Dealey and John Bentley are here.
Hello.
Fantastic. I'm so... so excited. The band is back together, people. All right, we're talking tinsel tech and just a hint of chaos, which is exactly how we like it, isn't it?
We like the chaos, yeah. Absolutely. But before we unwrap all of that, let's take a trip down memory lane.
This week on our Gadget Show Christmas special, Jason's Christmas comes early when he gets to try out this year's most desirable gadget.
We wish you a Merry Christmas.
This Christmas is set to be the best and most exciting ever for gadget fans.
Hello and welcome to the Gadget Show Christmas special. Hello and welcome to the Gadget Show Christmas special. Hello and welcome to the Gadget Show Christmas special. Hello and welcome to the Gadget Show Christmas special.
Yes, it's Christmas! Ooh. Brilliant!
Hello and welcome to a very special Christmas edition of the Gadget Show.
Oh!
Hey. Gosh.
I don't remember any of that.
I have no idea who was there. Like,
hang on.
Just incredible.
Where was John? Weren't on any of those.
I obviously wasn't allowed in the beginning of the programmes. There was a strict policy.
Do you think it must have been? No, he was at the beginning. Because I remember you look 17. Like, you look so young. I mean, you look young now. But then you looked ridiculous. You looked
very
about
kind
11.
You say so, yeah.
That's so nostalgic. That's has brought back a lot of memories.
And the only person that doesn't look any different
is Otis.
Is Otis, who's sat there with his Christmas jumper on.
How are you, Otis? And what have you been up to?
Oh, please, come on, man. I had hair on the top of my head as opposed to here. Now it's grey. You know,
so but you still glow.
Look, frown lines.
You've got that glow, bro. You look like a little apple.
The chick stick still, by the way. And these, I can't see without these.
Oh no, well,
that
we
does
all
happen.
Have
that. The problem is, I'm slowly morphing into Jason. That's
not a bad thing.
No, that
friend.
Is a problem.
Too much time with him.
So, anything techie caught your eye recently?
Yeah, a few things. Nothing expressively new. My kids are 9 and 6, so their ambitions revolve around certain bits of tech that their friends have. So my son is desperate for a Switch, Switch 2 for Christmas. He's not getting it. and my daughter is she wants an interactive digital diary. I can't remember who makes it, but it's got a little screen and a, you know, a little sort of creature that she can pet and look after at the same time as making journal/diary entries.
Okay. John, it's lovely to see you as well. I know you were with us last time, but how are you doing?
I'm very well, thank you. Brilliant.
Excellent jumper.
Splendid jumper you've got there, sir.
I think it's a similar one to Jason's in some respects.
Yeah, but you've always been able to give good jumper, hasn't he? He's always been on that.
Yeah.
if you've blasted through all our episodes and you're still hungry for more gadgety goodness, like a kid who's maybe eaten too many mince pies, don't worry, we've got you covered. There's a whole sleigh full of extra content waiting for you over on Patreon, okay? Bonus episodes, behind the scenes festive chaos, a vault of gadgety goodness that's cozier than a Christmas jumper. And yes, it's all completely ad-free.
And we've just unwrapped something very special on Patreon as well.
Yeah, we've kicked off something that we're calling Gadgets of the Decade. It's a whole series. We're starting with the 1970s. From the birth of the home computer gaming console to the first generation of computers, other kinds of portable tech, we're diving deep into the inventions that paved the snowy path. I love the seasonal theme to this dialogue, to the gadgets we use today.
So if you fancy supporting the show and filling your stocking with all that extra retro-loving goodness, head to patreon.com/thegadgetshow and join the crew. And it genuinely helps us keep this podcast going. And we'd love to have you as part of the gang.
It's Christmas time. Sorry, Susan.
There's no need to be afraid. Time for our Christmas present showdown.
Yes!
Can you do the rules?
Oh, I'm far too excited to actually speak coherently. The rules are apparently very, very simple. Each one of us has brought two Christmas gift ideas. We're going to pitch them, all right? We're going to defend them. And we're going to try not to sabotage each other's gift ideas.
I never even thought about that. But that means that you're going to probably try and do it.
That was the first thought in my mind.
Once all of the gadgets have been unwrapped and argued over, we're going to vote for the one that deserves the big prize. And you can't vote for your own.
And the winner will claim the mighty, glittering, indisputable Gadget Show podcast crown of the ultimate overly long gadget for Christmas 2025.
Good.
Excellent.
Yay.
God, ChatGPT's got ever so good, isn't it?
Right, John, would you like to go first?
Oh, great. Yes. Well, my first Christmas trump card is the Instax Mini Live Play Plus.
Oh, yes.
Which is basically everything you could possibly want out of an instant camera, because it's not only a camera, it also comes with its own printer, and it means that you can send pictures from your phone, take pictures with this, and decide whether you want to print them out or indeed print loads of them out. So it avoids one of the big problems with instant photography, which is everybody wants the picture.
Yes.
And that's the only one.
Specimen of that, a glass of wine. They're not shy and demanding, are they?
Do you know what I like, though, about this? The fact that you can take away a physical picture. Like, obviously, you can share your photo that you've just taken, which is what we all do. But then you look at it, you don't do anything with it. You've got a physical picture there.
Yes, and also it's stored digitally as well, so you can print it out.
Yeah, you can share it to millions of strangers on Instagram.
Having said that, it's just timed out. Where are we? Yes.
Take a picture of me and James.
I want to do that, definitely. And also, it records 3 seconds or so of sound and then stores it in the internet, and you can through a QR code, you can get that back and play it with your pictures.
Okay,
so great. Which is, that sounds brilliant.
Which is there you are.
Wee.
I've got my finger in front of the flash.
Oh, John.
which hopefully is the bit we've recorded. So and so I can now go back.
I'm trying to drunk.
I can now go back and go into the print menu, and that's the
picture. Take a picture of me, Johnny.
Picture there. Oh, picture there. There we are. Hello. Picture of you.
Yes, in a minute, please.
Yeah.
Yes. Fabulous. Hold on. Yes, I can do that. We can get onto the prints in a minute. I'll go back. 3, 2, 1.
Got all the gear.
Do you know, can I just say, I think it's so nice that we've got Otis as a virtual hologram since he died, tragically, in a horrible air fryer test gone wrong.
An incident.
Because it's almost like having him for real.
Wait, there's a show in there. Air fryer
accidents. Channel 5 will be on that.
I was slightly worried the flash came on. Can we avoid that? Maybe I'll just hold it.
I'm just worried about the flash.
I'm worried about the flash.
It's like a Christmas, isn't it?
It's like I'm sure there's a way of switching off the menu, but I'll just switch.
So the Instax Lightplate Plus, it's like a... Can you just hold it up, John, so I can see?
Yes.
So
out comes the printing picture, look.
So yes. It's a grey box. You've obviously got on the back, you can see the photograph.
I mean, it looks a bit like a slimline cassette player, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. It looks like an old Walkman,
actually.
That sort of size, perhaps a little bit smaller. John's just printed out the picture. I'm not going to put it under my armpit either.
Now, it's quite a basic camera in this, but if you want, you can also Bluetooth your phone to it, you see, so you can actually get higher quality prints that way, but still instantly.
And how long does it take to develop?
Usually about a couple of minutes, I think, to do fully. I hope that's right.
It's not something that you get and is a bit of a novelty and use once Left Christmas in the Day back and of a then cupboard. Gets put in cupboard. A cupboard.
No, it's definitely out there being used.
Ah, it's a great picture. It's really
still,
nice.
Still, just waiting for this picture to develop. It's
like I've got black hair.
It does at the moment. So behind you. Oh no, it's your hat.
Well, whilst we're waiting,
do that. Move
on. Whilst we're waiting for that to develop, I've got another thing here which I really like. It's the 8-bit Do Retro Mechanical Numerical Keyboard.
It's another Natalie named item.
Come on. If you really wanted to dream about the tactile, gorgeous...
Otis. Can you show it to Otis?
Oh, look at that.
You like that?
Otis is shaking his head for anybody who's listening. John is holding up what looks like an old adding machine, if anybody can remember what they looked like, and it sounds like it
but
as
feel
well.
That keyboard.
Can we have a feel?
Okay, let's have a feel.
Yes.
Gosh, this is
I'm a big fan of 8-bit Do. I've got a couple of items by them, and they are really good on the kind of old school retro tactile thing, John.
Mm. Are you a keen spreadsheet user yourself?
Do I strike you as a keen spreadsheeter?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Then yes, I don't want to disappoint you. Nothing I love more than adding up how much money I owe the HMRC this time of year.
Let's not discuss that.
Yes. So, you can also use it, with laptops, tablets, desktops, and it just makes punching in numbers feel like an event.
Is it that? Is it just the feel of it, do you think?
I think so.
It's satisfying.
Yeah.
Mm.
I do like the noise.
It's beautiful. I like the product design, but then this is very much an 8-bit Do sort of thing, where they've got this sort of, it's a Nintendo Entertainment System colour scheme, isn't it? And I believe, does this go with a key, like a full keyboard? Is it like an... Does it live with a supplement to that?
Yeah, yes.
Yeah,
yes.
A set of peripherals.
Yeah.
I think it's a very beautiful thing. And that display reminds me of so many of the first generation, consumer electronics devices back in the day, including the Sinclair calculator, which I remember having in white.
Yes, I remember that. Mm. But it didn't have particularly nice clicky keys.
Nothing like
it?
This. No. That's beautiful.
Not quite.
You give very nice click, John.
Mm. Yeah. Yes. So, there we are.
Okay, well thank you very much.
Great job.
Otis, would you like to go next?
Otis, you're up.
Okay, so pitch number one for me is the OnePlus Watch 3. We're living in times where people are still obsessed with their own personal biometrics. And you can measure these with increasing accuracy with smartwatches. The OnePlus is genuinely stylish. It is surprisingly affordable as well. And the battery lasts for days as opposed to hours, which is very frustrating if you've got one of these.
Yeah, he's holding up an Apple Watch, folks, in case that's not
Yeah, it's got all the health tracking you need, massive, bright, easy-to-read display. It's basically the smartwatch for... anyone who wants a flagship vibe, but without the flagship price tag. You should have a unit there.
Yeah, we have. We're looking
We've got one right here, buddy.
Big screen, hasn't it? Big round screen, obviously very clear.
I like the design, Otis. It feels quite analog-y. It's got like old school analog watch design in black.
Yeah, with some really nice tech set behind it. So processing is courtesy of the Qualcomm Snapdragon W5, the BES 2800 coprocessor, 2 gig of RAM and 32 gig internal storage.
That's a lot.
It's durable, waterproof, stainless steel or aluminium body, which is really nice, but does only work with Android phones.
I love the design. It's got a sort of asymmetry, so it's kind of one-sided, but in a really interesting way. I've not seen a watch look quite like that before. You know, the angle's very elegant, isn't it? It's very masculine design.
It's very masculine. It's not for me. It's too big. It would just absolutely drown my tiny little wrist. But I think.
So do you think that maybe goes against it in that it doesn't?
We've halved your market. I would say not.
Not for me, buddy.
I think it's very male, but I mean, it could be.
Oh, imagine that opening that. You'd be like.
I think it's a great present for a guy.
What sort of price are we talking? What's the sort of? I know it's difficult. It's all subjective, but I'd like to know just to help my kind of assessment of this gift.
Around £200. Mm. So you should be able to find it for £199.
Around £200. Well, yeah. Absolutely amazing.
That's a good one, though. Well done.
Beautiful.
It was pretty useful with the battery.
Thank you very much. If you thought that was good,
yeah. What you got?
Wait until you hear the second one. Yeah.
Okay. Is it a coat hanger?
You ready?
Yeah.
No, it's not. It would be pretty rubbish coat hanger if it just did the one shoulder.
Is he just pulling the shoulder of his T-shirt up? That's why I thought he was...
Well, no, because if I do that, if I pull both, that's not as cool as one. So one, is like, like pimping. Yeah. Two just looks like I could...
I'm in a magic trick with a floating head. Is it any form of clue to your gadget?
What?
Gadget number two is the DJI Osmo Action 5, which is it's an action camera.
Okay.
It's a great camera.
Tiny, tough, brilliant at capturing just about everything from bike rides to kids' Christmases. Stabilization is super smooth on it. It's great in low light. Waterproof. Really, really simple menus as well. So you're not spending time trying to find the perfect way to take your shot. But I think one of the key selling points on this particular bit of tech is it does 4K at 120 frames per second. So you should get really, really nice moving.
Are we going to do a bit of filming?
I back up everything you've just said. That 4K, 120 frames per second is amazing. It's amazing.
Yeah. So my youngest has, in the last month or so, completely, utterly, totally fallen head over heels in love with BMXing. We found a local pump track and he visits it every week. And you just can't wipe the smile off his face. And one of these, I think, would be ideal for him to record some of his adventures around the track. It's a great Christmas gift, not just for extreme sports, maybe someone who likes to travel, they love to vlog, capturing family memories. It's small, rugged, shoots in 4K, which I said is a really, really big selling point for me. Potentially future-proofs it. Like broad appeal.
The front-facing screen is really good because you can... You can get your shot right. Obviously, that's also the case with other types of action camera, but certainly it's the first one I've ever owned that can do that.
It's priced, it's £250, so it's not the cheapest, nor is it the most expensive, but in terms of what you get for that investment, I think there are very few arguments against purchasing something like that.
Well pitched, my friend.
Mm.
Otis, two very good choices, may I say. Congratulations
Thank
on those.
Thank you very much.
And if we can just go back to the Instax print that's come out. We've got a lot of lighting in the studio, so it's actually quite bleached. Ooh. But you can...
My hat looks like I've got black hair. Looks like I've got like Kevin Keegan's hair.
You look olive oil from Popeye, you look like on the picture. Well,
it's a bit blurred.
Oh, it does look quite bright, doesn't it?
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by CX, the pre-loved legends.
Nice. They make upgrading easier than finishing off a six-pack of mince pies. Trade in your old tech and put the value straight towards something shiny and new to you.
Phones, consoles, gaming laptops, retro handhelds. However techie your Christmas wish list is, they've probably got it pre-loved and ready to wrap.
That's true.
Ready to wrap.
That's fine. Also, either works. And because everything is fully tested, you avoid the gamble of random online sellers, meaning no disappointed little tiny Tims around the Christmas tree on Christmas morning.
Better value, better for the planet, and everything comes with a 5-year guarantee. So head to webuy.com or visit your nearest CEX. Right, this is my first offering, gentlemen.
Ooh,
I'm just going to hold it up. It's the We Are Rewind cassette player, and I've got some retro headphones. You might recognise it.
Oh, so this, look at his face, look.
I know, look. We are all salivating over this. It's taking us back to 1979 because it's obviously reminiscent of the Sony Walkman.
Yes.
And it's just a glorious gadget. I'm going to pass it to you, Jace, to hold.
Hallowed.
It's got a really good feel about it. It's the same size, pretty much, as the Walkman. And it looks
identical. Can you pass it to me afterwards, Jace?
Yes, I can. Do you want me to open it, Otis, for you?
Oh, so it plays cassettes.
Please. I'm going to
get here. pure nostalgia.
A bit of ASMR cassette opening.
It can be paired with Bluetooth headphones. I've got myself a retro pair here. I'm just going to hold these up. So it's stylish, it's chunky, it makes you feel cool. It's perfect for rediscovering mixtapes. Who doesn't love a mixtape? You can create new ones.
Has it got the buttons?
Yeah, got buttons. It's actually got physical buttons.
Ah.
And so, you know, you can go to Gen Z, you can go to your kids and explain what it's like to have to rewind with a pencil when the tape gets stuck.
Yeah.
I mean, it's retro done properly. I think we can all agree.
Nicely put, Susie.
Do you think you'd buy pre-recorded cassettes or would you have to have a tape deck as well?
I think you could go to a car boot sale and you could probably get a box full of them for a very small amount of money, couldn't you? And you could just start enjoying Prince and Madonna. Or maybe, as they were meant to be listened
maybe
to.
We're too late. Maybe they're already selling at a premium.
Actually, John, you can record.
Oh, which you couldn't on the original Walkman, could you?
No, you couldn't. Only play.
It's got a line in there, though.
Yeah, you can record on this. It plays all cassette tape types, 1, 2, 3, and 4.
Ooh, beautiful.
What's the power? Beautiful.
In terms of playback time, you've got 10 to 12 hours.
USB-C, John. 5 volt.
There's a rechargeable battery.
Yeah, charge it with exactly USB-C. No need for disposable batteries. Aluminium casing, so it's not cheap plastic. It gives a premium feel, really good durability. In terms of dimensions, 140.8 millimetres by 88.8 by 33.5, and it weighs 404 grams. So
quite
it's
hefty.
Could you be more precise about the weight, please?
404. Okay. Yeah, that's as precise as you get. Basic cassette controls, play, stop, rewind, fast forward, volume control, all laid out, Otis, like the classic player. The additional modern features are your Bluetooth pairing, your LED status indicators, that's for your power battery and Bluetooth, and your headphone out and line in for recording. As I said earlier, you can record on this.
No, radio. It's a beautiful thing. So obviously, from a product design point of view, it takes on the kind of
the spirit of the
original, but it's a little bit more contemporary.
I mean, it doesn't look the same, but it has it takes on the spirit. I think that's a good line, really.
I have a problem with old Walkmans is the rubber belts go, but you can't throw them away because you think someday you might get round to putting those belts back.
Wow, I can imagine the young John that looks identical to you now in 1979 with his screwdriver. Yes. Thinking, I'm not going to throw that band away. I bet you've still got those bands, haven't you?
I've still got the players, yes.
Conversation starter.
Yeah.
Isn't it? You go into your cafe with that on, and you've got it on your belt. And what are you wearing, Susie?
I'm wearing some silky shorts.
Thank you.
I'm wearing some roller boots.
I've had this conversation so many times in my own head. But it's never actually you that answers.
With a headband. And I'm skating with this on my belt, probably listening to Cliff Richard.
Are you wired for sound?
I'm so wired for sound. So with this, you can listen to old cassette collections, play new mixtapes. You can record from external audio sources using wired or Bluetooth headphones. And you've just got something here, like you say, a conversation starter with the spirit of the Sony Walkman.
Beautiful pitch. My goodness.
Yeah.
I don't know how anyone's going to beat that. I'm going to give it a good old go.
I'm going to try and get... Well, that's only one of my pitches.
Oh, my God.
Ooh.
But that, I mean, you know what I think about that, so I'm just going to leave that there. Just going to park those there. Staying on the headphone theme, I've got these. This is my second pitch.
Ooh.
The Nothing headphones. I know what they are. At the time of recording...
Shall I go now? Shall I just get my gifts and go?
These are £179.99. Which would pair perfectly, actually, with the We Are Rewind cassette player that I've just been talking about.
May I show?
So these, absolutely, go ahead. Transparent, minimalist, futuristic. Basically, They look like someone took a pair of premium headphones and then sci-fied the bad boys right up. They sound absolutely brilliant. The active noise cancelling is really, really impressive, and they stand out in a sea of headphones because I just think they look the best. For anybody who wants their audio gear to look as good as it sounds, you might want to have a look.
I mean, their product design is just off the scale.
The quality of their sound is really good. Supports 24-bit high-res audio over Bluetooth, compatible with high-quality codecs for a richer sound. So they sound really good. Smart, adaptive, active noise cancellation.
So just to be clear, we can only choose one, can't we, out of the two?
Yeah.
Because that... Look at you. Look at you.
Am I winning?
I can't get the image of you out of my mind with the...
With the roller boots on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But...
Patreon, that's going to go on, isn't it?
Yeah. Would you be up for that?
I think so, yeah. Only if Otis
hang on, news just in, we've got 100 new Patreon members.
In fact, if we all do it together, can we all get that?
I'll put my roller boots on. I'll hot pant it up. But then I don't... No one's surprised by that, are they?
Well, I'm not sure that's going to bring in any extra...
Thank you for that.
No one might do.
Can I have my go now? Because...
I think you can.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm similarly excited about... The Nintendo Game Boy from Lego.
Ah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
All right, okay. So, the Lego Game Boy, I've got some notes here. Peak nostalgia engineering. I like that. You build it brick by brick. Isn't that incredible? Now, I would like to say, hopefully, you can get if you're not going to close up, we can maybe pop a shot in, because you need to see this thing close up. As an owner of not one, but two OG, original, first-gen Game Boys, I'm going to tell you, this is highly accurate. It feels exactly the same.
No, so unlike the Sony Walkman kind of copy that I've just
this
showed,
is it an doesn't exact look... Rendering.
That is an exact copy.
It's beautiful. And I want to do a big shout-out to a lady called Polly, all right?
Yeah.
Who is our producer's wifey. I think that's the... standard term, and because she made this thing, and it might look straightforward, but it's actually not. The joy of this is that you need to engineer it to quite a high level. It's part of a range called Lego Icons, all right? Mm-hmm. So it's a more mature demographic they're aiming for. And yes, you're transported back to the 90s.
So Lego were aiming at us.
And they nailed it with this beautiful Lego design kit. Now, interestingly, you've got these special screens that come with it. So depending on what cartridge you put in, I'll show the different cartridges you've got. That's the loading screen. Can you see that?
Hmm. So that is just to say...
But does it actually work?
No, it does. Of course it doesn't work. It's just a model, John.
What do you mean, of course it doesn't work? I mean...
What do you expect? No. It's made out of Lego. You can't have a working Nintendo Game Boy out of Lego.
You can have working things in Lego.
It's a bit like the screens that you used to get as a freebie in your shredders.
In the 80s,
yeah. So you can change these around. I've got another one here. Oh, gosh, I'm getting...
Oh, God, didn't you used to love that when you in the cereal? When I don't eat now, but when you used to find little free gifts in your cereal packets.
And then I've got Super Mario Land there. And then here, I've got Zelda, look. I've got Zelda, and I can whack it in the back. And I'm getting the same feeling... that I got back in the day, or that we got popping our little favourite game in there. And that lovely fidget toy function. Would you like to have a play, John? I know that you're a bit disappointed.
I'm a bit disappointed. I'll stick to my Game Boy Colour, but that's real.
Yeah.
But isn't that clever of Lego?
Oh, there's bits to put on the back. But anyway.
Oh, another bit. Oh.
Don't worry, John. That's my bad, mate. That's my. Yeah, it won't switch on, John. No matter how many times you click
John
the on or off.
John is trying to make it work. Just for anybody that's listening, he's pressing all the buttons. There must be not a way. Believing Jason.
It's like Nan at Christmas, isn't it?
Suddenly going to fire up.
I'm a big Lego fan.
Yeah.
So just being able to replicate something from childhood is a winner from me. I've got the Batmobile. I've got the Ghostbusters Ecto-1. I've got memorabilia from, you know, some of my favourite movies. So to be able to do something like... Because I never had a Game Boy. A lot of my friends did. But of course, remember, I grew up in a West African household. So I was not going to get one of those. So now to be able to get one and sort of, you know, go like that to my dad. See? Yeah, finally able to afford one myself. But it's not working. All right, yeah, joke's on me, but I still got one.
Wow, no one could have pitched that quite like you, Otis, and I'm very grateful. So I'm going to move on now, guys.
I think, John, you've missed the point of the Lego there.
I mean, you can go to CEX, presumably, and buy a real one for less than this.
Oh, that's good. That's a good point.
Well,
touche. Yeah,
there's two ways of looking at this story, isn't there, really? So you've covered both aspects of it.
Right, and I want to cover more gaming content. Not that you'll be surprised.
Maybe I should just get mine, smash it up, and then glue it back together again.
But there is that fun job to do. That's the job of dads, isn't it, at Christmas time? Right, we're going to move on to my second pitch of our Gadget Show podcast, Christmas. And it's quite a straightforward one, but I think it's a genuine winner. It's the Switch 2. And I'll tell you why. The Switch 2, I think, represents exceptional value for money. Okay, we're in the age of Steam Deck and the one that I can never remember, the ROG Xbox Rogue Ally X. Yeah.
Oh, you've done it.
I remembered it. And the non-X variant. This, I think, stands very much in its own commanding position. In terms of value for money, it's super lightweight. Okay, it's got a great battery life. That screen is exceptionally bright. It's got that novelty where you can remove your game pads either end. And now, because of the Switch 2's internal architecture and the upgrade in the processing power of this thing, of course, you're able to play a lot of AAA titles, right? You can play Cyberpunk 2077, which is actually re-engineered just to get it onto this machine, but it's an incredibly good playing experience. You can play the brilliant Mario Karts, which I've spent countless hours playing with my daughter, who is a huge Switch and now Switch 2 fan. There's a whole host of games. Obviously, I mentioned Zelda on my, yes, John, non-working Game Boy by Lego.
Lego Game Boy.
You can play the real Zelda on here in all of its different variations. In fact, the retro credentials for this machine. I've talked about the AAA experience. What about the retro experience? Absolutely amazing. You can play GameCube games, SNES or SNES, whatever your flavor. You can play all kinds of OG Nintendo titles from right back in the day via a very affordable upgrade, like financial upgrade. If you want novelty, but also paired with a bit of AAA, this is the one to go.
All right, in terms of price, though.
Yes.
Because I think you might have priced yourself out with this.
Well, okay, if you want to get the vanilla version, so you've got existing games from your previous Switch, for example, £395, all right, at the time of doing this podcast. £425, though, and I think this represents the best value with Mario Kart, which I have to say, the Mario Kart on the Switch 2, incredible, just a beautiful game.
Ooh.
All right.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Okay, very good, everybody. Well done.
Well done, well done, too.
Okay, guys, let's name the one gadget then.
The We Are Rewind cassette player. It just, the buttons that it presses in terms of... In terms of nostalgia, there was a massive grin on everybody's face when you brought it out. You know, the memories it unpacks. I'm even thinking, where is my... I've got a case of cassettes either in mum's garage or in the loft, and I want to go and get it.
This is genuinely going on my list.
Who doesn't want to
buy me this?
Oh, you can have my cassettes as well, if you like.
Because I haven't done for decades.
But
Beethoven's not on his playlist, John.
No, there's all the top albums of the 80s are all there.
John,
and the Mozart as well.
John? I think we know, but what would your choice be?
I think it's the DJI action camera for me.
Beautiful. Yeah. Okay. Susie Perry. You're going for the DJI action camera. So in that case then, I can tell you, ladies and gentlemen, listeners, viewers, lovely Gadget Show podcast family, that we have a tie because I'm definitely going for We Are Rewind.
Okay, well, as we've picked two and we've got a tie,
yeah.
Why don't you have the casting vote because I know what you're going to choose.
Okay, so, ladies and gentlemen, the winner of the Gadget Show podcast, Crown of the Ultimate Gadget, extra long title for Christmas 2025 is... The We Are Rewind cassette player.
Yay!
Yeah.
Well done, everybody.
And recorder.
Thank you.
Recorder as well.
Yes. John, beautiful. Well done. Oh, amazing. What an incredibly lovely way to start the Christmas period.
I'm putting that in my bag.
Yeah.
Right, those of you who've been paying close attention to our socials may have spotted that we put our shout out recently saying that we've got a £250 voucher to give away from our lovely sponsors, CEX. The task was very simple. Tell us your biggest tech disasters so John and Otis can pick their favourite. And those choices will then be represented by John and Otis in a head-to-head quiz, with the winner taking home the prize for their disaster entry.
So, John, Otis, are you ready to pick from these disasters?
Yes.
Okay, here we go. Robert Mitchell.
Okay.
I was on a professional video shoot with my camera drone. Picture it, a beautiful upward reveal shot of the factory. Super proud of it. Till I forgot to remember the rather high tree line I was hurtling towards. Of course, the drone hits the tree line and comes hurtling to the floor. Safe to say, the client didn't end up getting the drone shot, and I had a very expensive repair on my hands.
Sounds nasty. Mate,
Robert, I'm really sorry.
You've destroyed a few on the Gadget Show, yeah, I seem to remember.
Otis. Particularly good at destroying drones.
Yeah.
Anyway, moving on.
I distinctly remember, Mr. Bradbury, the two of us, Isle of Wight, I think.
I remember that.
destroying at least six between us.
Drones back then, though, that you had to actually fly them as opposed to now where they do it all for you. Okay, so this is from Mukund Cohen. I think that is how you pronounce it, but forgive me if I've massacred your name. It wasn't
Mukund
intentional.
Chohan.
Thank you.
Mukund Chohan.
Thank you for that. I bought an iPhone in Thailand only to realise it had Android installed.
Oh, enough said.
Enough said.
I love that one. Thank you very much for that. And here's one from Sue Stoddart. I once tried to help by fixing a dodgy charger at a festival. I gave it a gentle wiggle, which somehow turned into a full-on yank, and the entire plug socket came off the portable power station like a loose tooth. Everyone stared at me while I held it in my hand like, oh, wasn't this meant to be detachable? Ooh. Very embarrassing.
Fascinating stuff. Okay, so Sydney. I'm Sydney from East London, and I'm basically a walking tech disaster. I used to live on a narrow boat, which sounds idyllic, until you realise how easy it is to drop things in the canal. Case in point. My phone, one slip, one plop, and suddenly I'm dive bombing into the murky waters like it's the Olympics. I did get the phone back, but honestly, it had seen things no phone should ever see. Photos attached. How fascinating. The actual photo evidence of the attempts to try and get it out of the canal.
Right, chaps, there are your tech disasters. So we need you to pick your favourite, please.
I think the enduring one one remembers is the iPhone that was running Android. Yeah, it just seems so witty at so many levels.
So John is repping Mukund Chohan. Okay. Otis?
I think I'm going to represent East End's finest, Sydney.
I think that's a good choice, Otis. I do think that's a good choice. Okay, so Mukund Chohan for John. Sydney for Otis, as we move forward to our gadgety quiz.
Ooh.
Otis, are you ready for the Christmas quiz?
I am ready for the Christmas quiz.
Okay, here we go. Most smartphones struggle in the cold, but which component is most affected by freezing Christmas weather? It's multiple choice. Is it A, the speakers, B, the battery, C, the camera sensor, or D, the screen resolution?
It's the battery, mate. It's the battery.
Correct.
Well done. Well done, Otis. So confidently done.
Well this done. Is... This is Sydney's.
This is, this is Santa's favourite drone.
Okay.
Drones became a huge Christmas gift trend, but which company makes the popular Mavic series? Is it Parrot? Is it Autel? Is it DJI? Or is it Skydio?
DJI.
Yeah. I would have been disappointed having smashed up several of their... first generation of drones that you wouldn't have got that wrong.
Okay, 2 out of 2, Otis, you're doing well. Here we go, the Christmas charging dilemma. USB-C became the universal standard in 2024. But what does the C actually stand for? Is it A, charging, B, connector, C, compact, D, nothing, it's just a letter?
Nothing, it's just a letter.
Oh,
have you got
correct.
The questions there in front of you?
Correct.
You're like...
No, I have...
Hang on a second.
I spent 15 years years working on the Gadget Show.
Well, you were correct. It is D, nothing. It doesn't stand for anything. It just follows A
well
and
done,
B.
Well done, Sydney.
So 3 out of 3 so far. Right, here we go. Question 4.
Yeah.
Do you want me to do it?
Yeah, go for it.
One of the most popular Christmas gaming gifts of all time is the PlayStation 2. What media format did PS2 famously help popularise? Was it A, the minidisc, B, CD, C, Blu-ray, or D, DVD?
It's tricky. That is a tricky one, isn't it?
I'm going to go with DVD.
Again,
well
correct.
Done, Sydney.
Yes, well done.
Well done.
Question number 5.
Well done, Digital Otis. Which company created the first commercially successful digital camera, paving the way for all those Christmas morning photos? So the first commercially successful digital camera, Canon, Kodak, Sony or Nikon?
Oh, this is a John question. So this is a total stab in the dark. Nikon.
No!
Oh!
Otis, you're retro.
You just dropped that answer in the river next to your barge.
It's Kodak.
Sorry, Sydney. Who was it?
Kodak.
It was the Kodak DCS digital camera system. Back
released
in
1991. So 4 out of 5.
Well done.
Gosh. For Otis. Okay,
that's
well done.
Great thing to beat that one, isn't it? Yeah,
good effort. Yeah. John Bentley, are you ready for your Christmas questions?
No, but I'll have.
Right, question number 1. The Nintendo Wii became a Christmas must-have the year it was launched. In what year did it first appear under UK Christmas trees? Do you think back to the Gadget Show now? Was it 2004, 2006, 2008, or 2010?
Ooh, dear.
No, come on, remember, because we had it on the Gadget Show.
I know.
John, and I came and I unwrapped it for Jace.
You did.
Do you remember? And he was really excited.
Yes.
When we had that format.
I want to give 2006.
You'd be correct.
You'd be bang on, my friend.
Well done, Johnny. Yeah.
Well done, John. That was outside your normal sort of gadget radar. You nailed it.
Okay.
Santa's smartphone question.
Yeah,
this
go on
one.
Then.
If Santa upgraded to a modern flagship phone this Christmas, which company makes the Snapdragon processors powering most Android phones? Is it MediaTek? Is it Qualcomm, Samsung or Huawei?
I'd go with Qualcomm.
Yeah. I as soon as I read it, I thought he's going to get this. Well done. 2 out of 2. So it's a hotly contested quiz this year.
Okay, the Christmas movie binge question.
Oh, God.
Good luck.
Well, we've been talking last time, weren't we, about TV. Before Netflix became the place for Christmas films and cheesy holiday rom-coms, what was the company's original service? Was it A, DVD by post, B, Sky/cable TV add-on, C, torrent client, or D, mail order VHS service? This is a good question.
I think he's pretending to not.
No, I don't. I'm not trying to.
Do you want them again?
Yes, I want them again, yes.
Okay, so before it became the streamer, was it A, DVD by post, B, Sky Cable TV add-on, C, torrent client, or D, mail order VHS service?
I want to go with the first one.
DVD by post.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. John.
How can
well
you forget
done
those little envelopes?
Good deduction.
And the sort of, you know, the feeling of guilt, just like with the VHS returns when you didn't send it back. Yeah.
Yeah. When Blockbuster got on your backside for being late. Okay,
well
so
done.
3 out of 3 so far.
So we're going to call this one the ghost of formats past. HD. DVD is now long gone, consigned to the ghost of Christmas past.
Yes.
Which major company backed HD DVD in its battle against Blu-ray?
So your options are?
Options are Apple, Microsoft, Sony, or Panasonic.
I think Panasonic.
Well, as a gamer, I have to tell you, no, because famously the Xbox platform went with HD DVD as an external add-on. Sony went for
Blu-ray.
Yeah. So
that was my other.
The answer is Microsoft.
So, okay, so it's down to this last question.
If you get this right, you're still in with a chance. There'll be a tiebreaker.
A tiebreaker, exactly. So Santa's battery life woes, this is called. Ooh. If Santa's sleigh ran on lithium-ion batteries, which tech company co-invented the modern Li-ion design in most gadgets today? Is it A, Samsung, Sony, Panasonic, or Toshiba?
So who invented lithium-ion batteries out of those brands?
Who invented? I mean,
co-invented, actually, as Susie said.
Yeah.
I would want to go with Samsung.
The answer is Sony.
Oh, John, you just stumbled.
the last hurdle.
I feel for you there.
Well, I guess we need to say commiserations to Muck and Johan, but well done to you for your excellent gadget woe story. And huge congratulations to Sydney, because Otis is the winner. That means Sydney ultimately gets our
£250 voucher.
Incredible. What a great thing to get for Christmas. Brilliant.
Thanks for sending the photos as well. So that was all worthwhile. Thank you, chaps, for taking part in that.
Well, what can we say? That's it. Just like a dodgy last-minute present or a bit of turkey just brought up and popped into a serviette so Mom doesn't notice. That's it wrapped up for this week. Huge festive shout-out to you, absolute legends, CEX, for powering the Gadget Show podcast. Thank you very much.
And before we disappear for mince pies, a little shout-out for our Patreon legends.
Yeah. All right, John, why don't you kick off? Give a few of our Gadget Gang their festive moment.
With pleasure. Big seasonal cheers going out to Martin Budnarovsky, Peter Pinner, Timmy Bigger, Dave Green, and Ren Mandagorn. You lot keep the festive circuits warm.
That's just rolled off your tongue there, John. Otis, it's your turn. Hit us with a few more.
Gladly. Massive shout outs to Dave McHugh, Matthew Riley, Dean Day, and Chris Cole. Absolute stars.
Oh, I love it. And rounding out the list, Stephen Green, tall man with glasses, Andrew Bamford, and Duncan Bell.
And another big festive thank you to Colin Jones, Gordon Packer, Richard Martin, Simon Ryland, Philip Eddington, Richard Wykes, and Danny Rushton. And if you want to join the crew, unlocking the bonus episodes, extras, and the lovely ad-free feed, just head to patreon.com/thegadgetshow. Quicker than unwrapping novelty socks.
Beautiful. And on that theme, that's it for our Christmas special Gadget Show podcast. Have an amazing Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, everyone. Bye-bye.
The Gadget Show podcast with Jason and Susie was presented by Jason Bradbury and Susie Perry off the telly. It was produced by Ewan Keel and Tom Clint and is a North One production.